flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Caitlin joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Tell us your story.
Me and my three kids have been in shelter for almost 3 years now. We lost their dad and my grandmother 6 months apart last year, so things have been a little rough. My three kids are turning 10, 6, and 5 this year. And we finally got the good news that we're finally going to have a permanent home, and we're moving in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
What emotions are you feeling right now?
Everything. I'm happy. I'm a little sad, too. But I'm more excited for my kids to see what's around the corner for us and, you know, what life brings us.
How old are the kids?
So my oldest is 9. He'll be 10 in August. My daughter is 5. She'll be 6 in June. And my youngest is 4 and will be 5 in August.
So, like, your kids will be able to have their own room?
Yes, I'm getting a bigger place.
I can't imagine living in shelters has been easy for all of you.
No, it was a little back and forth. We were in one place for a little while in Marshfield, and then my grandmother got put on hospice, so me and the kids stayed with her while I took care of her for a while. And then when she passed away, we ended up going back in, and we just kind of waited.
I mean, your spirit right now is so positive, considering everything that you faced over the past couple of years.
And I'm sure people are not kind sometimes.
No, and people don't realize, too, even the people that work in the shelters, like, I'm lucky and I have a good case manager, but the first place we were at, my case manager really stunk. She gave me, like, 50 pages back and forth and told me pretty much to do it on my own.
What do you think it's going to be like the first day you walk into your new forever home with your kids?
I think it's going to be exciting. I think my kids are going to probably run around because it's a bigger place. There's a park there, too, for them.
Mom, we have so much room for activities.
Do you have a wish list or something that if people wanted to help you? I can't imagine that you have much to go into a home if you haven't had one to live in a while.
Right now, I know they do give me furniture, so we're getting beds and a couch and a dining room. I think the most things that I'm really working on with the kids is, you know, we haven't had almost 3 years. I wasn't able to really decorate or anything for them. So I'm just, you know, trying to give them that for a whole new experience, you know, able to put up pictures or lights or really anything, because I wasn't able to decorate at all. It was just kind of plain and boring.
I'm so just impressed by how you sound. I mean, I don't know you from Adam, but listening to you right now, there is definitely some positive vibes that are happening in your life. And I'm just kind of curious, where does that come from, considering all that you've been going through?
My kids, I'd have to say, my kids more than anything, and I'd have to say my therapist, too. You know, that definitely helps.
Shout out.
Life is hard. I think we all need someone to talk to, you know? That third party.
Oh, and that is what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about, Kennedy.
100%.
That is spectacular. Well, we're going to make you and the entire family members of the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. And thank you. Thank you for listening.
Awesome.
But more importantly,
no, thank you.
Thank you for calling in to share your story.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be an inspiration
to
a lot of other people.
Hey, there's hard days, but you know what? I try to take advantage, even if it's just an hour, if I'm happy or something. You know, that's all we got to do is just try to take that little energy and try to make it good and happy and do what we can to try to live life, not survive it.
Wow.
Oh,
that was awesome.
That was great.
All right, day well, made. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And you have a great, great day.
You too.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you have something going on in your life, like you're moving into a new forever home, which is just an incredible story.
Such a good story.
We want to hear from you. It can be something big or small in your life. That's what makes the Good Vibe Tribe so great. You can call or text us at 617-655-1234. 617-655-1234 to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. You have some Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
I do. So Hugh Jackman took to the stage this weekend at Radio City Music Hall. He's doing a residency called Hugh Jackman, Live from New York with Love, where he's going to sing all his favorite show tunes and whatnot. And of course, Ryan Reynolds was in the crowd during a brief pause in the performance to tell Hugh how much he loved him.
I love this man. I care about this man. He is genuinely the best human being I know. And I have four children. He is the best. Enjoy the rest of the show. You owe me $100.
Yeah, I love your line.
They are goals.
I like that. Thank you, Canada.
Sure.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. Will we get snow this week, Kennedy?
Yes.
Mm.
if the temperature is right, but it looks that way, right?
Yeah. And it's interesting because this week marks the 10-year anniversary since... from
Sonoma.
Remember that deluge we got?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I remember about that and all of that? We got like 4,000 inches of snow within like 6 weeks or something crazy, right?
It was a lot. It was dog poop central.
No, what I remember is my wife and Barrett going to stay with my sister for like a week. She had gone down there because they hadn't seen Barrett yet. Uh-huh. And I was working. I couldn't go. Right. So Lana and Barrett went down there. Lana ended up staying for 3.5 weeks.
Did she really? I didn't
yes.
remember that.
She just kept saying, I'm not coming back.
Good for her. Why would you?
We're hitching the wagons and heading south.
I don't hate it.
I dug out her car like 7 times while she was gone. She's like, I'm never coming back to Boston.
I don't hate that at all.
Yeah, it was a good move.
If you can, why not?
It was a smart move for sure. All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All righty, let's talk quickly about the Grammys. They've started to announce we'll be performing. Confirmed performers for the event include Billie Eilish, Charlie XCX, Shakira, Chappell Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Benson Boone, Teddy Swims. I've also read that Lady Gaga is in advanced talks to perform. They really want her to perform with Bruno Mars. They're really hoping they can make the two of them come together.
Do Die With a Smile.
Yep.
It's the number one song in the country.
Yep. Mm. So it has been nominated for Song of the Year, of course. But
she's supposed to be announcing her 7th album?
That's the rumor.
Announcement's coming?
She's been posting a lot of nebulous things on her Instagram account, so mm-hmm. we'll see there. Taylor Swift and Beyonce officially confirmed to attend.
Okay.
And the ceremony will be hosted by Trevor Noah once again. The Recording Academy has partnered with Music Cares to generate some $3.2 million to assist musicians who are navigating the fallout of the Los Angeles fires. And they're going to do a lot of fundraising on that date as mm-hmm. well. They're set for February 2nd. Airing live at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS and via stream on Paramount Plus. Ed Sheeran just made history as the first international artist to perform a concert in Bhutan. He took the stage, calling the gig such an honor and praising Bhutan as a beautiful place with incredible people. Here's what he had to say.
I've been all around the world. We've been to some amazing places, but I've never done anything like this before. You know, to be able to visit a country like Bhutan, be able to stand on stage and bring this show here. And I can remember playing to an empty room, and now I get to play at the first international concert in Bhutan ever.
So,
okay.
That's pretty cool.
Hey Siri, or hey
no,
Kennedy.
Would you like for me to tell you where it is?
Please.
So
I'm looking at a map.
It's sort of like, it's a landlocked state right underneath China, sort of in between India and like Myanmar.
That's where it is.
I just looked it up, and it says, why is Bhutan so famous? It is known for its unique philosophy of gross national happiness. Bhutan's gross national happiness, their GNH index, stands as a pioneering model that measures the country's prosperity by gauging its citizens' happiness levels over economic growth.
If everyone's so happy, why has no one gone and played a show there?
Because
or is the government just telling them they're all very happy?
We keep all of our narcissistic selves out of there and they stay focused.
They don't want us.
Other South Asian artists have played?
I don't know. They said the first international artist. Call that what you will, but yeah.
Does that mean first white guy from Europe?
Maybe. Maybe.
No gingers allowed? Is that part of the index?
I am the first man with red hair to step foot in Bhutan.
And speaking of the wildfires, you know, one of the people who lost their homes are Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt. And once that happened, he went on the social medias and said, hey, start re-downloading her music to help us get a little bit of whatever. So she decided to release a new album called Superficial 2, the Heidi Wood Edition. Would you like to hear some bangers?
Yes, of course.
Well, here's Heidi Wood.
I need to hear the drop.
It really nice. Doesn't get much better than that.
And no, then, that wasn't
and then great. We have Bad Publicity. That one's a little catchy. I'm not going to lie.
It really is amazing to me. I was watching him talk about money, and they've been very open about how much money they have in the bank, how much it costs them, you know, to live every month or whatever. And you know, it just goes to show you, just because you're famous for a minute doesn't mean you have money for the rest of your life.
No. They're not making residuals on much of anything.
I just figured with the celebrity they would be out doing shows, autograph sessions, they would have
crystals for a living. That's what he does.
Yeah, I didn't know any of that. I just figured they would have a nice life for, you know, it's like a singer that gets one hit.
If I lost this job today, I'd be living under a bridge in 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you didn't have
I'm back in the warehouse quick.
Yeah, I get that. I just figure with a TV show and a music career.
They didn't make that money. MTV made that money.
I guess,
you got to remember all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's what I... Oh, and Dirty was a service of findmassmoney.gov. That's what I got.
Yeah, it was.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man...
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Laura from Wilmington.
Hi, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura's a second grade teacher.
Oh, bless.
Oh, thank you.
That is the best. They still love their teachers at that age.
Oh, it's the best. It really is the best age to teach. I love it.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, unfortunately, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Steven Spielberg says he fought hard to prevent an extraterrestrial E.T. sequel, and he succeeded even though he didn't have the legal right to stop it. Which actress played the little girl in E.T.?
Drew Barrymore.
Finn Wolfhard doesn't think they could have ended Stranger Things any better than they did, but I guess we'll find out when it airs. All of the villains and many of the plot points in Stranger Things are taken from which role-playing game?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Some Swifties online are outraged that Morgan Wallen is naming his new tour and album I'm the Problem, because obviously it's a prominent lyric in a Taylor Swift song, and they feel he's trying to make it his own.
How dare he?
Take a listen and name this song. Name the song.
I think it's Anti-Hero.
Lizzo has reached her, quote, weight release goal, saying she stepped on the scale and saw a number that she hadn't seen since 2014. Is Lizzo over or under 35 years old?
Oh, goodness. I have no idea. I'm going to say under.
Question number five. Today in 2010, catcher in the Rye author J.D. Salinger died 3 weeks after his 91st birthday. What is the name of the main character in The Catcher in the Rye?
Oh, goodness, and I've read this book. Caulfield, Holden Caulfield, something like that.
Go with your gut.
Yeah, I'll just go with that.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Kennedy!
Are you guys not reading that in second grade?
No.
No. We're too soft on these kids.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
I have Laura getting 4 out of 5.
Ooh,
yep.
Well done, friend.
Yep.
Really, thank
She's
you.
Good.
Yep, these are difficult. Kennedy, you ready?
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg says he fought hard to prevent an E.T. sequel, and he succeeded even though he didn't have a legal right to stop it. Which actress played the little girl in E.T.?
Drew Barrymore.
Tied at 1. Finn Wolfhard doesn't think they could have ended Stranger Things any better than they did, but I guess we'll find out when it airs. All of the villains and many of the plot points in Stranger Things are taken from which role-playing game?
Dungeons and Dragons.
It's not done yet?
No. I mean, they could have ended it before the kids were 30. That would have ended it better.
But. How long has it been since we had the last season? Like 2012?
No. I think it was last year.
I'm going to have to rewatch all of the previous seasons.
I just don't even remember.
Oh, it's a great show, but they take a long time.
It's wild. Tied at 2, question number 3. Some Swifties online are outraged that Morgan Wallen is naming his new tour and album I'm the Problem because it's a prominent lyric in a Taylor Swift song, and they feel like he's trying to make it his own. Take a listen and name the song, Kennedy. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. At tea
time, everybody agrees. Anti-hero.
I'm sorry?
Anti-hero.
Tied at 3. Lizzo has reached her, quote, weight release goal. She says she stepped on the scale and saw a number she hasn't seen since 2014. Is Lizzo over or under 35 years old?
Under.
She is 36. Tied at 3. Question number 5. Which, oh, by the way, Kennedy, Laura got right.
Right.
Today in 2010, Catcher in the Rye author J.D. Salinger died 3 weeks after his 91st birthday. What is the name of the main character in The Catcher in the Rye?
Oh, crap.
Oh.
No, it's right here.
Not on a book question.
Holden Caulfield. Gotta find the right file cabinet. Give me a minute. Okay.
Holden Caulfield.
I guess I'm happy for you.
You don't have to be. It's not a prerequisite. It's just
like,
nice.
I was literally like holding my breath here.
I hope one of your students walks into your classroom this morning and says, can we read The Catcher in the Rye?
Oh, why? Don't not get that book. I never will.
All right, 4-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win with the tie. Laura, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Laura from Wilmington, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. We want to know, what did you get into over the weekend? What did you do? 617-655-1234. I always find it interesting because you guys are out doing some pretty crazy things. 617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. Kennedy, I know you didn't have a lot on your schedule for this weekend.
I had nothing, and it was everything I dreamed it could be because I was kind of looking at calendar, and I haven't sat down since Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So I really didn't do anything. I went out to dinner on Saturday night with Casino Guy and his girlfriend, who I love more than anything. And they love me so much. They did dinner at 6:30. We had a lovely dinner at Pressa. So thank you to everybody who works there and made the food. It was so delicious.
What's Pressa?
Pressa is an Italian restaurant.
Oh, Pressa. Oh, Pressa. Sorry.
Then we went one other place to have a drink, and then I was like,
oh, it sounds like you did something on Saturday
out,
night.
And then Sunday, I really didn't get out of bed except to take the dogs out.
So
it was awesome.
You suggested to me I had said to you, I want to see this movie, The Substance, which is up for an Academy Award. It stars Demi Moore.
Yep.
And so you had told me off the air, just be advised.
Oh, I said on the air.
Well, no,
a lot
but
of nakedness.
Yeah, a lot of nakedness, and then it's also, it's pretty
very
graphic
gory.
And gory.
A lot of bloody, and I know you don't like that.
Yeah, so I said to Lana, I was like, oh, I want to watch this. And she's like, oh, I've already seen it. Her and Lane, I guess, watched it over the holidays. I did not realize that. And I was like, oh, okay. And she said, but you can watch it again. I would watch it again.
Yeah, it was really good.
I only made it to about 15 minutes of that movie. That is the most...
It didn't even get to the gory part yet. Not even close.
I know.
I told you probably might not like it, but the story was really good. Demi Moore is absolutely
incredible. I don't know if the story was good. I didn't get into it far enough. It was so gross and disgusting. I could not. It was making me squeamish. And
it's supposed to. It's what women will do to keep beautiful and young.
But this, it was just.
Yeah, but that's it, Carson. Oh, that's it.
I couldn't.
It's what is the plot of this movie?
What women will do to stay young and relevant and beautiful.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it. It's just.
I walked into it without even seeing the trailer.
Oh, so I had seen the trailer.
I'd never seen a thing of
it. Yeah, I have no idea.
Essentially, there's a substance you can take that will make you younger, okay? But it's much deeper than that, and it's just
like
disgusting and gross.
Comes with a yes and.
Yeah.
So
it's the most disgusting and gross movie I've ever seen in my life, and that lasted. Like
I've seen way more disgusting and gross, but it was the most jacked up movie ever.
So have you seen like Human Centipede?
yeah, it wasn't. It was close. Not.
And then you know, I'd mentioned that we were going to a birthday party on Saturday night. Before I get to that, Kennedy, real quick.
Well,
I did not tell you that we were going to a birthday party on Friday night too.
You guys are so popular.
Well, it was a surprise party, so we couldn't. I didn't want to say anything on the air because I didn't know if the people were listening or not. So we went to a surprise birthday party on Friday night at the Knights in Charlestown.
And
had a great time, you know, DJ playing some music and all that sort of stuff.
Love it.
It was under the ruse of some sort of like bingo game or something. So the guy thought he was coming to play bingo with the friends.
Brought his dauber to a surprise party.
Yes.
And did he walk in with his eyes rolling saying they're making me go to bingo and then realize?
Well, no, I asked him that. I was like, were you bummed about having to come to bingo? He's like, no. Because some friends were coming, I hadn't seen it.
He's like, actually, I'm disappointed we're not playing bingo.
Where are the They did do something really cool for him. His wife, they did this, they kind of acknowledge all the different parts of his life. Uh-huh. So there was a bunch of people there. They're like, oh, if you knew him before he got his nickname, come up onto the dance floor. And they took a picture from, you know, like his elementary school days.
Aww.
And then if you knew him when he played basketball in high school, and then like some people that played basketball with him in high school came up. And then like, oh, if you know him, but you know him by his first child's name, so-and-so's dad, right?
Aww.
And then if you know him, you met him after we had our second child.
Oh my God.
And then you end up with everybody on the dance floor. It was a pretty cool thing that she did. I'd never seen that before.
Oh, I love it.
And then on Saturday night, we went to the Latvian Lutheran Church in Brookline for a disco party.
Right.
And we got all dressed up in disco stuff.
Fantastic.
We had a really good time.
I'm glad.
Yeah, it was fun. Although the DJ was playing like a lot of like current stuff, like Dua Lipa. And I was like, hey, can we get some like Rolls Royce car wash? He's like, oh, I can definitely do that. I want to hear.
So was a disco party without disco music?
Well, he got there. He got there eventually.
Did you walk up to him and go, sir, we're old. Can you stop playing?
Sir, there's a theme to this party. I don't know if you understand.
I don't know. I'm not trying to guess what he was instructed to play or not to play, but I definitely.
I'm just saying, if I came to a disco party, I'd want to hear
I definitely wanted to hear some dance. Did a lot of dancing this weekend, that is for sure.
I love
Sir,
it.
Stop playing the hits and play Tonto Jump On It.
Oh, that's a good one. I forgot about that one. Oh man, Dan, you should have DJed.
I'd have crushed it. Yeah. I know the audience.
Yeah, so funny.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text the show. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. Hope is from Bridgewater. Good morning, Hope.
Good morning.
You also had a big birthday this weekend.
I had a huge birthday. I celebrated my 50th birthday on Saturday.
Let's go.
Yay.
Congratulations. You made it.
Thank you. I was very lucky. My husband planned a big birthday party for me, and we got to celebrate with all of our friends and family, and we went to our favorite restaurant in Plymouth and took over the whole restaurant.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I hope it was a great night for you.
50's a big one.
It was fantastic.
50's a big one. 50 is like one of the bigs. Turning 21 is one of the bigs. I think turning 50 is one of the bigs.
Oh, I think 30, 40.
Nah, not
every,
as big
every
as...
Every year you're above ground. No,
I know, that, you know, when you mark the decades, but a 50, like a 50 piece.
I mean, how's it feel to be half a century? You feel different?
You know, actually Saturday I felt pretty good, so I'm going in good.
That's my girl.
Got the knees of a 49-year-old.
That's my girl.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Hope. Good friend Corey from Medford. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning. Good morning.
Corey developed a new tasty treat apparently this weekend.
Well, he was on his own this weekend, so.
I spent my my me time and I developed a new dark chocolate brownie for my cookbook.
You're making a cookbook?
Why not?
Yeah. Well, doesn't every chef eventually work on a cookbook? So
sure.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
I'm working on a cookbook of desserts.
I love that.
Would this be, you know, a cookbook for traveling on a spaceship through time?
Sci-fi cookbook.
There are too many of those. No, this is a cookbook that helps and teaches you make better desserts.
Oh, I love okay. it. Well, I can't wait until it's all ready to go.
It's going to be a bit.
What is the name? What is the name of whatever treat you developed over the weekend?
Today was. It doesn't have a name right now. It's Corey's best brownie.
I don't hate that.
Was
I
it
would
good?
Eat it.
Huh? They were very dark chocolate. So yeah, they were good, and they were. Is it wrong that a brownie's too chocolatey?
Never. Absolutely not. You just add a little vanilla ice cream, and you're good to go. That's my hack, anyway.
You add more dessert to balance it out.
Correct.
I like it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, you keep trying, and then once you get it worked out, send us some. I don't know if I want the first batch after the
it's
way
like
you described.
Like a mad scientist.
You're like, it was too chocolatey?
Never.
Producer Dan, how about you? How was your weekend?
It was okay. I was sick as a dog at first, so I didn't even leave my apartment from after work Friday all the way to Sunday.
Yeah.
Like Friday and Saturday, I just took melatonin and knocked myself out. I took double the recommended dose of melatonin to try to sleep for 12 hours.
God, the nightmares I
and it
have.
Turns out, I don't recommend that. They give you a dose for a reason.
Yeah, they sure do, Dan.
One is good, two's better.
That was my thought.
No.
I was like, I could sleep or I could sleep even more.
No.
I woke up 12 hours later with like the medicine ball head in a haze, like that scene in Jumanji where he's like, what year is it? But Kaylee came over with a bag of like Walgreens goodies to try to nurse me back to health.
Right.
So I'm starting to feel better.
All right.
And then Sunday, I picked my mother up at the airport.
Oh, they're back?
My mother is. She's traveled up here for work.
I was like,
she's
got to
go into the office.
In
and instead of the hotel, she stays at Chez Dan. So she's up for a week to do some training.
Yeah, she doesn't understand how Florida works in the winter, does she?
So I took her to the finest restaurant in Woburn, the 99.
Okay.
Oh, delicious.
And we went during the Chiefs-Bills game.
Oh.
And when I tell you, I've never seen an entire bar so collectively cheering for a team that wasn't the Patriots.
They were all cheering for the Bills.
Oh my, every time the Chiefs did anything, you just hear,
That is a riot. I love that.
A lot of townies were real upset at halftime.
All right, good deal. Thank you, Dan. Carson.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture.
On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy,
yeah?
Say hey to Mike from Marblehead.
Hi, Mike.
Mike Kennedy, how are you today?
Good.
Also, his daughter Neve is in the car.
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you
please leave the studio?
She's like, I got this.
Nice work, Neve. So here we go. Five trivia questions. It's all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. The Grammys have started to announce who will be performing at the big show. Confirmed performers include Billie Eilish, Shakira, Sabrina Carpenter, Benson Boone, and Teddy Swims. Only one of those artists has ever performed at the Super Bowl. Who is it?
Oh, boy. Shakira.
The Super Bowl 59 matchup is set. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Again.
We'll take on the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, February 9th, at the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. If Kansas City wins, how many consecutive championships will that be?
Three.
22 years ago today, in 2003, Mattel lost its copyright infringement lawsuit against the band Aqua for their song Barbie Girl. By refusing to hear the case, the Supreme Court upheld a ruling that the song is a parody and a social commentary and is thus protected by the First Amendment. Finish the lyric. Take a listen.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Love in plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination.
Life is your creation.
Let's go. Somebody had to know. That's what I call a music CD.
Question number four. I think she might be a little bit young for that, Dan. We're showing her age.
I know.
Ed Sheeran is now the first international musician to ever perform in the Asian nation of Bhutan. Ed Sheeran's first single came back in 2012, was also the name of a popular 80s TV show starring Mr. T. Name that song.
We're going to get the soundtrack.
Perfect. All right. And question number five, Elon Musk is calling for the penny to be killed off to save government money, He says it costs more than 1 cent to make every penny. But critics say it will just raise prices, especially on cheaper items. Who is on the penny? Which president?
Lincoln.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Neve, so you're 15. What are you, a sophomore, junior?
Yeah, I am a sophomore.
All right, and where do you go to school?
The Academy of Penguin Hall.
The Academy of Penguin Hall, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Are you going to be a superhero one day? Just sounds like a superhero school.
I know. That is a cool school name.
That is very
cool. Is your mascot the fighting penguins?
Yes, it actually is the penguins.
Kennedy, welcome back. Mike and Neve got 4 out of 5 correct.
Ooh, well done, friends.
Check us out.
Check us out. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I am.
The Grammys have started to announce who will be performing at the big show. Confirmed performers include Billie Eilish, Shakira, Sabrina Carpenter, Benson Boone, and Teddy Swims. Only one of those artists has ever performed at the Super Bowl. Who is it?
Can you list it for me again, please?
Maybe. Billie Eilish, Shakira, Sabrina Carpenter, Shakira. Benson Boone, and Teddy Swims. Yes. Tied at one. The Super Bowl is set for Super Bowl 59. The Chiefs will take on the Eagles on Sunday, February 9th at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans, Canada.
Yes.
If Kansas City wins, how many consecutive championships will that be?
Was it 3 or 4?
Oh.
Is it three or four? I'm going to say it's three.
It is three. That is correct.
We are all Philadelphia Eagles fans for the next 2 weeks. It's a great city. Lovely city.
Wow, who are you?
I've moved on, Dan.
I don't know you.
Tied at two. Question number three. 22 years ago today in 2003, Mattel lost its copyright infringement lawsuit against the band Aqua for their song Barbie Girl. They said it is a parody and social commentary and thus is protected by the First Amendment. Finish the lyric, Kennedy. Take a listen.
I'm a Barbie girl.
That is your creation. That is your creation.
Life is your creation, Kennedy.
Oh, no.
Life.
Come on, Bobby. Let's go party.
3-2. Question number four. Ed Sheeran is now the first international musician to ever perform in the Asian nation of Bhutan. Ed Sheeran's first single came back in 2012. It was also the name of a popular 80s TV show starring Mr. T. What was it called?
The A-Team.
The A-Team, yes. We are tied at three, going to the final question, which, oh, by the way, Mike and Neve got right.
All right.
No pressure, Kennedy.
None.
Elon Musk is calling for the penny to be killed off to save the government money. He says it costs more than 1 cent to make every penny, but critics say this will just raise prices, especially on cheaper items. Who is on the penny? Which president?
Abraham Lincoln.
That is it.
Oh, it's a sad day at the Academy of Penguin Hall.
4-4 is the final score. It ends up in a tie. With a tie, Kennedy, you get the win. Congratulations.
All right.
Mike and Neve, I'm sorry you don't get the cash this morning, but we do really appreciate you listening and calling into play. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Mike and Neve from Marblehead, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Go, Neve.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
We need some help. We're right around the corner from Valentine's Day, and we've come up with an idea to honor veterans for Valentine's Day. You like how that just rolls off the tongue?
It does. It's so good, Carson.
Veterans, or Valentine's Day for veterans. And so what we want to do, at least this is the idea that we had, that we wanted to collect Valentine's Day cards and then deliver them to veterans in the area. Mm-hmm. For Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. to let them know how much we love them, how much we support them, and what they did to serve our country. So we thought, who makes the best Valentine's Day cards? I mean, let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, like an elementary school student.
Construction paper and markers.
Yes, doilies and Elmer's glue.
Right?
Glitter and macaroni. I want it all.
The best.
The best.
The best. So what we were thinking was, if you're a teacher or you're a staff member at an elementary school and you have a classroom or a school that would like to get involved, get your class or some classes to make Valentine's Day cards for veterans. We're going to come to the school. We're going to pick up the cards.
Well, not every school.
I'm coming to all of them, Kennedy.
We will do the very best that we can.
Well, I mean, if we have 1,000 schools, we can't make it to 1,000
of them. That's what I'm saying.
So. But if we have 2 schools, we'll make it to both schools. You know what I'm saying?
We are going to do our level best to do it all.
Right. So if you're, again, a teacher or a faculty member, and this sounds like something that you would want to get involved with, there's a couple of things that you can do. You can drop us a text or give us a call here in the studio at 617-655-1234. You can also drop us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com. And then we're going to just start to put this together over the next couple of days. And kind of, to be honest with you, we have the idea, we have the name, but as far as all of the mechanics of how this is going to work and the logistics behind the scenes, we have none of that.
Like always.
Well, I have some in my head.
It's in our head. It's not on paper anywhere. There's no hard plan. There's no standard operating procedure.
I mean, the idea is that we would love for you guys to let us know that, like, your classrooms want to be a part of this. And as, you know, a teacher, if you're going to commit your kids to doing this, you know, mm-hmm. let us know. Tell us a story about
about your classroom and why this is important to you. Is there any veterans in the families of the kids that you teach?
Right.
And we would love to talk to you, you know, on the air as to mm-hmm. why you're choosing to do this. And if you're a veterans organization, we want to know about your organization, how we can help your organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we collectively can all come together and do something really good like this so that nobody feels sad on Valentine's Day, because it can be a hard one when you're all by yourself. So let's not do that.
Yeah. So if you don't know, I'm a veteran. I served in the, I was in the United States Army.
The United States Army.
I was a paratrooper. I was a...
You were death from above.
I would kill them all, let God sort them out. I think I had that t-shirt at one point in my life. It was just a wild flex. But yeah, I jumped out of airplanes at what is now Fort Liberty, the old Fort Bragg. I was stationed in South Korea for 18 months, which was just, I mean, you want to talk about a culture shock and being so far away from home. Now, when I was in the military, it was a little bit different because of the communication part of it. You know, nowadays, everybody has a cell phone, so it's a little bit easier for people that are serving active duty around the world to stay in touch. We didn't have that. We had a phone, you know, when I was stationed in South Korea, we were in a small town in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, surrounded literally by farms and rice fields where they would grow rice. And, you know, but we had one phone on our hallway, which we thought was a very big deal that we actually had one on our hallway.
Yeah.
And when you would talk to family back in the United States, there was this lag, there was this delay. So you would say something and I'd be like, Mom, and then she would try and answer. And a lot of time you were just trying to spend the call not stepping over one another because you couldn't get the feel of how to talk on such a delay. And, you know, when you're a veteran, you make a big sacrifice, and that can be a lot. It can be a lot on your mental health. It can be a strain on your family. It's a strain on marriages. It's a strain on children. I mean, there are a lot of sacrifices that are made that these men and women of the military and these veterans do. So we just thought this would be a nice way for us to say thank you.
Yeah.
Then we can show the love for Valentine's Day. Let's see. We got a text from the 617. Wampatuck Elementary in Scituate does this every year. Well, that's awesome. Maybe they want to get involved. They want to lead the lead.
Want to double up?
Right.
Make one for each.
I love that. Let's see. Again, 617-655-1234. You can call or text that number, or you can drop us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com. If you're a staff member at a school, you're a principal at a school, you're a teacher at a school, and you want to get, again, we're going to go for elementary schools. That is the goal. We'll get as many classes and schools involved as possible. We want to visit as many as we can,
mm-hmm.
and then get them delivered out to a veterans organization, whether we go to the veterans hospital or we go to maybe a home where there's all these veterans that live in this home.
Yeah, let us know where you are so we can come to you.
We are open to ideas and suggestions.
Yeah.
And help. We've never done anything like this before.
Nope.
We collect toys normally. We've never collected Valentine's Day cards.
But so I'm here for it.
This is a new one. Yeah. So if you want to be a part of our Carson Kennedy Valentine's for Veterans, again, drop us a text or give us a call, 617-655-1234. Or you can drop us an email. It's morningshow@mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
Okay, so if you missed the announcement, we're officially kicking off Valentine's for Veterans. It is our goal to collect a bunch of Valentine's Day cards from elementary school kids and then deliver them to veterans for Valentine's Day. We've got information up on our Instagram and Facebook. If you want to be a part of it, you have an idea, maybe you're a teacher, a staff member, I don't know. If you, you're a veteran and you have an idea, 617-655-1234. You can call or text that number, or you can also just drop us an email. It's morningshow@mix1041.com. Morningshow@mix1041.com. Let's see. We have Laura. You're an art teacher.
I am.
Good morning.
That sounds perfect place to start.
That's what I thought. I said, I have all of those things.
Oh, my gosh. So your class will commit to making some?
Yes. So I will. I'm going to work with our school librarian. We have an amazing, amazing school librarian. She is a paraprofessional. Her name is Marsha Wakama. And she's just probably like one of the best people in our school. This is her retirement career. And she is always getting our students to just do the most amazing things, giving back to our community. And I know that I'm going to walk in there today and say, Marsha, I've got this idea. And she's going to be 100% on board. So
now, what school is this, Laura?
Together. This is the Downey Elementary School in Brockton. We have about 650 kids here, so we'll get as many as we can.
Oh, that's a lot of cards.
That would be a lot of cards.
Awesome. And would you please drop me an email, kennedy@mix1041.com, just to let me know that you guys are doing
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect.
What's
we are so excited.
What's the go-to for Valentine's Day cards in 2025? Is it still the same old, you know, construction paper and scissors and doilies?
Please tell me there's doilies involved.
I will absolutely grab some doilies, some pom-poms. We'll use macaroni. We'll get into it for you.
This is what we are talking about. Let's go.
It's not all graphically designed on an iPad.
No.
We're not doing AI Valentine's Day cards around
here. I want sticky fingers, baby.
Actually, Laura, that is awesome.
Thanks, Laura.
All right, we got an art teacher in Kennedy.
All right, that is
first person on the dance floor.
That is fun.
Bring 600 kids with her. Let's go.
Courtney is from Norton. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What is your idea for Valentine's for veterans?
So my idea is that instead of the three of you going to like 1,000 schools, why don't you do what you did for Toys for Tots and have like three drop-offs and have all the teachers come to you? That way you can still see everyone.
That's not a bad idea, but the thought of us going into an elementary school and like just hanging out with the kids sounds fun to me.
That still sounds like a great idea, but the kids can still come to you as well.
Yeah, that's true. I just want to sit in a tiny desk and maybe eat some square pizza. That's all I'm saying.
Dude, I am so in.
A tiny carton of milk.
I want to go into a cafeteria and have some chocolate milk. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for the idea, Courtney. They're all good ideas at this point because we really don't have a plan. We are planless.
It's not totally true, but...
We're not planless, but we're not plan full either.
Lynn is from Midway. Good morning, Lynn.
We're plan medium.
Okay. Good morning.
So you're heading to school right now. You have an idea?
I am, yes. I work at an elementary school in Harvard. It's Hildreth Elementary School, a wonderful community, and I feel like I could talk to my principal, and I think we could get some classes on board.
That sounds amazing. We love to hear it.
Now, what do you teach? What grade?
Well, I'm actually a speech-language pathologist, so okay. I work with preschoolers, kindergarten, first graders, and we have a classroom that's called our sales classroom for students who are autistic, and so I have the best job as a principal. I get to work with wonderful kids, and our staff is great, so...
Well, we are excited for you to be a part of it. Make sure you drop us an email. Let us know that you guys are in, okay?
What is your principal's name?
Her name is Rebecca.
Rebecca, best principal ever.
Mm-hmm.
I already know that. I can just tell.
We're big Rebecca fans.
Top 10 principals in the United States, yeah. Rebecca.
Yes.
Definitely on the top 10. If you had like a Mount Rushmore of principals named Rebecca, your Rebecca is
yep.
it.
Yep.
Yep.
There.
So good.
We're buttering them up, Kennedy.
I'd love to hear it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Okay. That's a good start. That is a good start. So again, if you're just joining us and you missed the announcement this morning, Carson Kennedy's Valentine's for Veterans. Our plan is, you know, we do a lot every year for different organizations. And I said to Kennedy a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about doing some things for Veterans Day or for Valentine's Day. And I was like, you know, one of the things I think that is very near and dear to both of our hearts, you know, Kennedy's ex-husband served in the military. Mm-hmm. My dad served. My brother served. I served. Actually met my ex-wife mm-hmm. in the military. My daughters, Courtney and Kristen, were born on a military base in Germany. Mm-hmm. So obviously we all have very deep ties to the military. And being a veteran is a weird thing for a lot of people. And it was very weird for me for a long time. Yeah. It's not just something I really talked about. Mm-hmm. It was kind of something that was always there, but I didn't really share it. Mm-hmm. It was my thing, not everybody else's thing. Mm-hmm. But as I've gotten older, I've learned to be more prideful of it. And I think that's something that a lot of veterans kind of struggle with
a little bit. And I think a lot of veterans... You know, much like our elders kind of get left behind,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they deal with, as you said, mental health issues or physical issues
mm-hmm.
because of their service. And we don't want them to feel alone.
Right.
So this is that.
So what we'll do is we'll get a bunch of elementary school kids and classes and schools to make Valentine's Day cards for veterans. We will collect them all up and then we will deliver them to the veterans for Valentine's Day. And if you're a part of a veterans organization or a veterans home and you want to help us out in that regard too, because again, we're kind of on the fly. We're figuring this.
We're learning as we go about these organizations.
We have to send all these cards somewhere.
Yeah.
We do have to deliver them at some point. Dan,
so let us put them.
How many letters can we put in the trunk of your car?
Oh, God, I got to clean out my Kia, but I'm good for at least 30.
Okay, good. That's a good start. That's a good start. If you want to get involved in some way, shape, or form, again, drop us a text here in the studio or give us a call at 617-655-1234 or drop us an email. It's morningshow@mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Kennedy.
Tell everybody where you're from, Barbara.
Merrimack, Massachusetts.
Merrimack. Merrimack, Mac, Mac.
All dressed in black, black, black.
With the red button, button,
with
button.
All down her back, back, back.
We are children around here.
Well, it was one of my most favorite things to do as a child. Mm-hmm.
Well, I always thought it was silver buttons down her back.
Maybe. I could have just said
maybe
it, wrong,
it was a regional difference.
Perhaps. Or I just said it wrong. Probably just said it wrong, Dan.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Barbara?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
So you understand how this works? There's 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money, okay?
Okay.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. Question number 1. Jesse Eisenberg has a message for tech billionaires. He says, and I quote, "If you're so rich and powerful, why are you not just spending your days doing good things for the world?" Eisenberg actually played a tech billionaire, Mark Zuckerberg, in which 2010 movie?
Well, of course, I can't think of it. No, I don't think I have it.
Question number 2. A Connecticut state senator introduced a bill that would make theaters reveal the actual start time of a movie so audiences can avoid all of the ads and trailers. What is the capital of Connecticut?
Hartford.
Question number 3. KFC says you can expect to see some big changes to their brand in the way of new menu items, restaurant revamps, and new technology for 2025. What is KFC's slogan?
Finger licking good.
Question number 4. Tim McGraw will no longer star in his Netflix bull riding show. Sources say that he needs to undergo back surgery, which will require major recovery time. What is the name of this Tim McGraw song? Take a listen.
I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I love
live like you were dying.
I know that's out of the mix wheelhouse, but I had to play it. I love it so much.
That song is great. What are you talking about? We played that song every once in a while.
Do we?
We did. I don't know if it's still in the rotation.
Well, bring it back.
You want me to play it? I'll play it. Sal's not here today.
You're a rebel.
He
like
can't
it.
Hear us. He doesn't know anything
about technology.
He doesn't
have the
technology.
Odyssey app on his phone.
No. Question number 5. Today, back in 1984, Michael Jackson suffered second and third degree burns when his hair caught on fire while he was filming a commercial. What was the commercial for?
Pepsi.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Barbara came to play.
Kennedy. Barbara plays every morning.
Oh, yeah? Here we go. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Barbara got 4 out of 5 correct.
You guys are killing it this morning.
Doing a fantastic job, right? These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
I just thought of the first one.
Don't say anything.
Jesse, no, I'm not going to say a word.
All right. Jesse Eisenberg has a message for tech billionaires. He says, and I quote, "If you're so rich and powerful, why are you not just spending your days doing good things for the world?"
Let him know.
Eisenberg actually played a tech billionaire, Mark Zuckerberg, in which 2010 movie?
The Social Network.
Tied it. All right, 1-0. Question number 2. A Connecticut state senator introduced a bill that would make theater reveal the actual start time of a movie so audiences can avoid all the ads and trailers. What is the capital of Connecticut?
Ooh. Stanford?
Sanford?
Stanford.
Stanford. Oh, yeah. No, it's Hartford, Connecticut. Ah! Nobody knows. It's not a real state.
It's a highway. Right.
It's just a suburb to New York and Boston. Tied at one. Question number three. KFC says you can expect to see some big changes to their brand in the way of new menu items, restaurant revamps, and new technology for 2025. What is KFC's slogan?
I mean, is it finger looking good?
Tied at two. Question number four.
Oh, she's nervous.
You stressed?
A little bit.
You should be. These next two are going to get you. Tim McGraw will no longer star in his Netflix bull riding show. Sources say that he needs to undergo back surgery, which will require more recovery time. What is the name of this Tim McGraw song?
I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing. I went 2.7 seconds.
I knew it. Country music will get her every time.
I don't know.
No idea?
Mm-mm.
Not even.
I
don't
even have a guess.
Live Like You Are Dying.
Oh,
Kennedy.
Of course it is.
Live Like You Are Dying. 3-2. Question number five. Today, back in 1984, Michael Jackson suffered second and third degree burns when his hair caught on fire while he was filming a commercial. What was the Pepsi?
It was Pepsi. Yeah, I knew it. I
got a little bit ahead of myself.
That's all right. I'll it doesn't matter. You. I lost anyway.
4-3 is the final score. And Barbara gets the win.
Way to go.
Woohoo!
Let them know. That was a great job.
That's fantastic.
Well, congratulations, Barbara. You just won yourself $100. Hashtag suck
it
Sal.
Shout out to Hartford and Tim McGraw.
I mean to tell you.
All right. What do you want to say, Kennedy, to Barbara?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Barbara.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kebby Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com, Kennedy.
Yes.
Say good morning to Emily from Lowell.
Hi, Emily from Lowell.
Lowell.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
We're ridiculous.
Did you see your town got a shout out on SNL with Timothy Chalamet over the weekend?
I did. It was so weird to see. Like, what do you mean Timothy Chalamet knows about this place?
It was just so random that he's mentioned Lowell, Massachusetts. I don't know. He doesn't have any connection to it, does he?
Maybe one of the writers.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think they don't. He didn't write it.
Yeah. Lol.
All right. Well, you can Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $1,000. Sometimes I forget.
Gotcha.
It's like a whole $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's
CBK times 10.
It is. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Unfortunately, if you tie, that's a loss for you. Emily, are you ready?
I'm ready.
The Grammy Awards have announced who will be performing the big show, and they have confirmed Billie Eilish, Charlie XCX, Shakira, Chappell Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Teddy Swims, and this Beautiful Things singer. Who is he?
Benson Boone.
Speaking of Billie Eilish, true or false, when she won the Album of the Year in 2020, she was the youngest to ever do so. True or false?
True.
What color pill does Neo take in The Matrix?
Takes the red pill.
What city is the setting for the TV series Frasier?
Seattle.
And question number five. This Emma turned down the role of Mia in La La Land before Emma Stone was cast. Who is she?
Emma Watson.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was very fast.
That was quick. That was quick, Kennedy. You know what that means?
I do.
What does that mean?
Usually they get them all right.
That is correct. Emily got all of them correct. 5 out of 5.
You guys.
You feeling froggy today? She did lose last hour.
I sure did.
Ooh.
Kennedy, I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
All right, let's do it.
$1,000 on the line for Emily.
Dun, dun.
Quiet, you.
The Grammy Awards have announced who will be performing at the big show, confirming Billie Eilish, Charlie XCX, Shakira, Chapel Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Teddy Swims, and this Beautiful Things singer. Who is he?
Benson Boone.
Speaking of Billie Eilish, true or false, when she won the Album of the Year in 2020, she was the youngest to ever do so. True or false?
True.
What color pill does Neo take in The Matrix?
Oh, crap. The red pill.
Kennedy, can you tell me which city is the setting for the TV series Frasier?
Well, which one? One's in Seattle, one's in Boston.
The original.
Seattle.
Question number 5. Question number 5. This Emma turned down the role of Mia in La La Land before Emma Stone was cast. Who is she?
Emma Bunton, Baby Spice.
Is that what your answer is?
Yeah.
It is? That's your answer?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, question number 1, Benson Boone, that is correct. Question number 2, true. Question number 3, you said the red pill. That was a good guess.
Oh my gosh!
You had that one right. Did you think you had it wrong?
Yes, I'd already given up.
You mad you phoned it in on 5 now?
No, I still don't know what it is.
Question
I'm sure
number
I'll kick
4,
myself, but
you
I still
will.
Don't know what it is.
Question number 4, Seattle. Question yes. number 5.
I don't.
Who's the only Emma? The only other Emma?
That's the Baby Spice.
Emma Watson.
Oh, Hermione. Really?
Yep.
Emma Watson.
Oh, wow.
And Emily wins it with an Emma question. 5-4 and wins yourself
$1,000. $1,000!
I'm going to get fired.
Oh, it's a big day for Lowell.
Oh.
Lowell.
I know, Lowell. Right?
City of Champions.
Did you know that Miles Teller was initially supposed to be the Ryan Gosling role in La La Land?
Interesting.
I'll save that question for down the road, and we'll try and trip Kennedy up.
Because I'll forget.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Look at that. $1,000. How does that feel, Emily?
That feels very, very nice. Thank you so much.
It's been an expensive Monday.
Yeah, I never lost Sal $1,100 while you were out. I'm just saying.
I'm sure over time you have. And if you were given the opportunity, you would. But they don't trust you enough to let you even try.
Ooh, big money.
Big money, no whammies. All right, Kennedy, is there something you would like to say to Emily from Lowell?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Emily.
Lowell.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.